Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate you and your team, the members of the Coordination Committee and the ISU, for the work carried out to conclude the preparatory process with a view of reaching the second review conference of the CCM, especially in light of the difficulties connected to the COVID-19 pandemic. I would like to thank you for the presentation of the first draft of Lausanne Action Plan that is a robust foundation for our work today. The document is a comprehensive one and includes the lessons learned from the implementation of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. We also believe that the draft action plan reflects the specific needs and the challenges that we face in the implementation of the convention. We support the intention of having guiding principles, especially in the area of cooperation, gender and diversity, and the reference to risk education. We're also very happy that the large number of our proposals has been reflected in the document, especially those that are aimed at integrating a more holistic vision of the impact that this convention has on other areas, most notably development and the implementation of the sustainable development goals, peace and international security, human rights, and the protection of the environment. Finally, we agree with what was said by other delegations here on the importance of developing synergies between the CCM with other international instruments, for example, the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, conventions on human rights, the 2030 agenda, and the disarmament agenda proposed by the Secretary General. And we also find it's important to include indicators and actions that are specific, measurable, reachable, relevant, and with a specific time frame. Thank you.